Hey guys, welcome to the White Noise Podcast, episode 69. So what did I hit there? Your muffle, your face.
What the hell are you doing?
I rubbed something. It felt a little bit gritty, like either the muff or your face. Mm.
Try them both again and see.
Great new segment.
Oh, it could have been your face.
Is it face? Nobody knows. That's the game.
I'm hoping it's Murph. Again.
It's always face. It's always face.
It's soggy this time. That's never your face.
It is. He's just dribbling.
No.
Anyway, we'll get on to Ethan later.
Oh no!
No!
No! God!
Don't mic on for that! Don't mic on for that!
What could he have said?
Sounded like.
This week I'm joined by Max Smith.
Hey! What the hell?
6'9", not 6'7".
Oh, that's funny.
It's a great introduction.
Really doesn't feel
and
it.
Really well received.
Hey guys, what a pleasure it is to be here with
you. Shut up!
Friends.
Only thing coming out of your mouth should be your tongue. Episode 6'9", that is. For listeners, you're missing out. I'm also joined by Tom Looney. Yes.
Looney. Thanks, Looney. Davey.
Wildest 69 story. And Cameron Green.
Hiya.
Greeny boy.
Greeny boy.
You're going to ask me any 69 stories?
No. I'm trying to change your persona here.
Do you want to tell one?
No, it's fine. I think
you clearly had some in the bag there.
No. I mean, it looks worse for me than I was like, ask me.
Go on.
But you've done it now.
Well, I feel like I've been backed into a corner by Steve. Yeah.
By yourself?
The
only way
you
can save it is with a story that kind of is a bit kind of endearing.
Not got me.
You're kind of like a hero in it.
Maybe a bit of charity work's involved.
Yeah. No, not got me.
Oh, be careful with that. Be very careful with that.
Yeah, I help the aged.
I couldn't do any for free.
Really?
Put them behind the paywall.
We had... We meant to have Ryan on, but you insisted because it was episode 69 that you could come on and tell some of your great
tales. Why are you telling that to me like it's news? why are you telling that to me like it's the first time I'm finding this out?
Cameron, you call yourself a cunnilinguist. Could you please...
I wish you did.
Please give us some of your great details of, you know, fornicating via your mouth whilst receiving... Ethan, you look horrified. Was that just...
Oh, we're just a couple of minutes in, Stephen. I just thought...
You shouldn't be hard having these things already.
Don't be a prude.
I've already come.
Speaking of which...
what are we doing with that?
What do you want to do with it?
I'm going to leave it there.
So you can leave it there?
Okay. Nice to see you, Max. I'll probably chat to you later, if that's all right.
I've
just got a few...
I got a few calls to make anyway.
I'm going to catch up with an old friend now. I'll see you later, man.
Yeah, I'll be on my phone.
You stay safe, though.
Yeah.
Freak. Cam.
Oh, yeah.
Since you were last on, we have had the great feature film Butterside Down 2 come out.
Oh, wow. What a day.
Which, there's arguments, Max. Don't want to break the story to you, but he may have stolen the show.
No.
He stole it.
That's the real crime.
What the fuck?
I've been guarding that film very, very jealously. Yep.
Gatekeeping.
I was sent an exclusive copy.
Yeah, a few days early.
Yeah,
it was like,
don't show this to anyone. Yeah. So I watched it myself, and I thought, whoa. As much as I'd love to show this to people.
Hey, Mum, get up here quick. Turn the cooker off and
Stephen,
get up here.
You have my word.
I'll keep that to myself. Of course, it will be a great story to tell one day.
Get around, kids. Stay away from my kids.
The message wasn't even read. You can watch that, you know.
What's your best cunnilingus story, Dad? Have I got a film to show you?
We'll be taking the hard drive. Oh god.
No, I am in big trouble if that leaks.
No. I think can we put in a screenshot?
Oh,
it could just be a general one. Just a little, yeah, a little bit.
General screenshot, great little character.
But there's an incredible scene between you and Max near the end.
Yeah,
it was really good.
Very method as well, weren't we, for that?
Yeah.
Weeks of
at the time I was annoyed that you completely straight from the script.
4 hours of method acting to film that one scene as well.
4 hours? I've been doing it for years, man.
Literally hard work.
Yeah. It was great. Yeah. I forgot how good you were in sketching and stuff. Wow.
I was wondering what you're going to say good out there. I forgot how good you were, you know.
Taking a cut to the face.
this guy's the master. Everyone in stunned silence. Step ahead.
A master of his craft.
Me next.
It was crazy seeing it on the big screen. Obviously, you missed that, but it was...
You haven't told me what the reception was like after... It finished on the big screen.
They enjoyed it. I think a few people were, you know, shell-shocked.
Yeah, you can imagine so.
Some are demanding more fart noises.
One of my favourite bits. I love the fart noises.
Fuck
it. Incredible how meticulous it ended up being. Like, no, you got to put it earlier, otherwise they won't notice it.
2 decibels higher, come on.
That genuinely happened. At a practice screening, I came away going... The farts need to be louder, James.
Yes.
You had to do it live over some of them.
You didn't, Max.
Wondering how James...
This is for you, this is.
This is 4D, baby.
So immersive. Shit everywhere.
Why is he shat himself during the credits?
The film ended hours ago.
Cameron, you've been to Hamburg again.
Is that how long it's been? I think so, Hamburg again. Yeah.
Jesus.
Any more chocolate tours?
You went again?
Yeah. Went for another stag do, yeah.
First time was so mediocre.
You know,
the chocolate tour was Cologne, wasn't it?
Chocolate tour was Cologne. That was terrible.
Oh, sorry. Been
this
to Germany
time
again.
It was a miniatures tour we went on. And I'll be honest,
Ethan
was...
there.
And his dick.
Oh! 6'9", baby.
Well, I'll get to that.
Oh, yeah.
Something very, very German about this place.
Okay.
I was apprehensive about going in and thought this isn't going to be much fun.
Yeah.
The dioramas they have are insane.
What's
in
a diorama? Sounds like a cracking African footballer.
Oh, that's
sure.
Good.
It was like a warehouse, basically. And for as far as you could see, there was like a whole recreation of a town.
Mm.
And then if you look really, really close, like say like in a window or behind a bush in this town, there'd be tiny little figurines shagging.
Oh, well, fair enough.
Yeah, tiny little figurines like that. So that was the fun game, trying to find all those.
Yeah, nice.
God, what a perverted little trip.
It's a perverted little country.
Yeah.
Perverted miniatures.
The thing is, though, the Germans are so like...
Just Cam doing that. got some jelly babies.
Just a Lego shop.
Don't worry, people know me back home.
Look me up.
They were
How
the
am I still the smallest in the room?
They don't care over there at all.
They allow it, yeah.
All the bars
allow
in Hamburg.
Hitler's phrase. Allow it. I'm chilling, G.
We've allowed an awful lot.
And also not a lot. Remember that.
What? He wasn't allowed a lot.
You think he could have gone further?
Tom said he allowed a lot, and I said he also didn't allow a lot.
Oh, sorry.
But there's things that he was like, no.
I thought Tom said he was allowed a lot.
Oh, and I thought you said, and also there was things he wasn't allowed to do. I was thinking, bloody hell. Are you defending Hitler?
What a life.
No ball
right?
games, Adolf.
No! I'm kind of coming around to this new petulant urban Hitler.
You know what? Yeah. I don't think Hitler will like the urban one. Not crazy on the urbanness.
It's like even when he's telling people he can't do stuff, he's giving everybody this.
It could be arthritis.
Could be. But it does look cool.
Get that scene too.
Yeah, we'll do. Thanks, guys.
Cam, Hamburg's good.
Got a big question for you here. Mm-hmm. You're obviously a very knowledgeable person. Now the Prime Minister is Andy Burnham.
Mm.
Devout Evertonian. With your knowledge of being an Everton fan, what sort of challenges will he have faced so far as an Everton fan that'll help him in this
help
new
him
role
as Prime Minister? Supporting a losing or lost cause,
like the patrons.
Mm. Yeah, good on them. Maybe all them can be Prime Minister one day as well.
Doubt it.
He's seen a little bit of success in his life, and he's thought, "I'll stick with these." And it's been just relentless hard times.
It's like if the president of the Ukraine, forget his name, please talk about the hardship there.
Volodymyr Zelensky.
You think you've had it hard? No trophy for 30 years, lad.
He's not that scouse or camp.
Right. Oh, shit.
Back to the drawing board.
Yeah, yeah.
Watch out, Andy Burnham.
Was he just... He's from like...
Makerfield.
Yeah,
he's kind of like that, isn't he? Yeah.
No.
Yeah, Vladimir, we went out there. Yeah, we did.
How long's he been in Ukraine? Yeah, I'm from Makerfield. So he can just persevere through the pain.
That's it. That's a good one. Yeah.
Max, how's Portugal?
Lovely.
What was your favourite bit?
Do you know what the culture there? There's a lot of art everywhere. The food was great. The hotel was lovely.
Hey, shut that yapping. If you like good food, you'll love HelloFresh. Or as they say in Portugal, HelloFresh. It's a brand name that doesn't really change.
Of course, same world over,
yeah. Guess what the code 50WMP will get you?
Some sort of discount, I would imagine.
Absolutely. Absolutely. You've got 50% off your first order. And then 20% off your next... Four orders. And you'll also get free treats together. For 2 months. So that's 2 months of you just scoffing treats.
Oh.
Thanks to HelloFresh. Well, thanks to a code. What are your autumn goals?
Make more money.
Right.
Make more money, yeah, obviously.
Yeah. Maybe see my friends more.
Do you know what I like a phrase? Time is money. Mm. I'll give you, a lot more time each week. How am I doing that? You don't have to go to the shops. Oh, look at this, Max. Pesto chicken burger and smashed cheesy bacon potatoes.
What?
You'd get overwhelmed thinking all the ingredients you have to buy and how you make it. A recipe card. There you go. That's it.
That's sorted.
And it looks delicious.
Tom, for you, teriyaki glazed crispy veggie gyozas.
Oh, yes, please.
Oh, yeah. I'm sure you can make it yourself. I've seen you in the kitchen. You know what you're doing and like the chunks to your left.
Are you kidding?
They have some great deals. Steak is 50% off.
What?
No, yeah, that's true. together with lamb steak, pork belly, duck leg, and more.
All the meats.
Duck feet.
More meat.
You can plan all your meals at once. You know, you plan it for the month on the app, and that's done. You sit back, relax, and then wait for the delivery to come.
And you
get
I love
up
my
and
apps.
Relaxing.
And I don't like surprises.
Do you say relax or relax?
I love both.
In fact, nothing is more relaxing
relapse.
Enjoying a lovely relapse.
It's brilliant for if you've got a busy life.
Yeah, so true.
Yeah.
Struggle to hit nutrition goals.
Oh,
that's a bad miss.
So many donuts.
I say. Code is 50WNP. Think of it like this. 50 White Noise Podcast. But then you shorten it to WNP.
That makes sense.
That actually makes it a bit
easier.
It
does,
as well.
Yeah. 50% off your first order and 20% off your next.
Four
orders. Correct. Oh, yeah.
Four orders, yeah.
Free treats for 2 months. Thank you, HelloFresh. Or if it's easier, scan the QR code on screen. It's there. Scan it.
It's there.
It's not.
It's there. What are you doing over there, mate? Come on. Idiots. Come hang out with your boy Max.
He's trying to riz a QR code.
Man, I'm lonely, all right? It's the only thing giving me any attention. All right?
Sorry. You still tearing up Prescott?
Still tearing up, Prescott.
Yeah.
I've already told you, I'm not telling any of those dirty stories today.
Yay.
I got a new watch.
It's the censorship.
Keep it PG.
You can finally show me Nan this episode, it seems.
I can't. You put the 69. Fucking picture up.
This is for you, Nan.
You're like Michael McIntyre.
Nah, I ain't got nothing going on.
Really?
I did get a new watch. It's not. This is also a new watch, but I'm not wearing it.
This isn't
today.
It.
What about your next?
I have to take my word for it.
I hope they bought that.
But trust me, it's new.
I'll bring the papers in next.
Okay, it's not a watch.
I made it up. There's no fucking watch, man. This is my only watch and I've had it years.
It's not even a watch.
You've,
a tattoo.
Last time you were on, you had a horrific...
I've drawn it on the barrel.
So you've got a new tattoo?
No.
Sorry, anyway.
Cam's ex was looking bad.
Bury 45 on now, I don't know what time it is.
He's written Rolex on a scab.
Look, it comes off.
They cut my arm off for this in London.
You know, my nan will watch this and go, they've got an half pick on you.
Can't wash.
you had a horrific next coat addiction. M&S.
Yeah.
How are you faring since then?
In the last month, 2 months. I got a 70-odd quid Gantt jacket I've worn twice.
God, you do spend your money on some shit, man.
I know, I do, yeah. Seriously.
Hang on. Right, can we just check? Any big purchases last 2 weeks? Anything over £100?
Cameron!
Oh, what is it?
We're dying to know.
What was her name?
Bloody wish.
That's what you wish for.
No, I'm not. It's not. I didn't really budget for my holiday.
What? So you just stay in the same place? Thanks for watching.
See you next week. I know. I've just been. I've really dived into my overdraft on holiday. Just like, oh, we'll go out for dinner. 700 quid.
Wow.
Not good.
Not more than tea.
No. Just
the finest sardine.
I'm in my overdraft by 700 quid.
Just the one.
I've not eaten since.
Fucking hell, man.
Yeah.
Is that a whole trip then, 700 quid?
Yeah. But
flights and hotel included?
No, the flights were 500.
This is adding up.
But people owe me money, so I will be coming to collect.
Who owes you money?
Is that?
Well, my housemate owes me 250 and then a sort of graphics card for 250. So yeah. That's 500.
That is 500.
That's not bad, is it?
You got your flights back.
Yeah.
You got your flights
Happy
back.
Days. So, 70 quid coat?
Yeah. And then that coat, Carhartt one, that was 90. God. Just I've got this thing of seeing stuff and I can't not.
Hey, I get it.
Well, how much storage space have you got? Did you see?
Enough. Nowhere near enough.
Mm.
Honestly.
How many coats do you own?
Over 20, easy.
The title here, the man with over 20 coats.
600 grams of coats.
You're effing lying. Imagine the trailer for this. How'd you pay for them? His watch wasn't from that day.
Look, as soon as I'm out the closet, I'll have much more space.
That's fine.
Yeah, we'll be fine.
Do you buy jeans? Do you buy any other?
I did just buy some jeans.
We interviewed the man with over 20 coats.
And 2 pairs of jeans.
I could have sworn there was more. Wait there, let me go and buy one quick.
I wouldn't lie on purpose.
He's wearing 3 buckets of sweat.
The Channel 5 documentary, it like pans out and sat there naked. I did. These are all new clothes.
They're all in the wash.
Fucking heat wave, isn't it?
This is so new, I've not even got them yet.
The man who lied about his coat.
All the tags are still on them.
He's just still in the shop.
Your dad poking his head around the door. That's mine, that.
Yeah, come on, Maris.
Max.
Hello, mate.
So you spoke, speaking of Portugal.
Yes.
Any highlights?
Right. great. Lovely place, lovely country. A lot of art everywhere. Big fan of art. We went to a cool museum. It had like a diorama thing, like you said.
Oh.
This one was a bit wild, though. It was like what the next war would be. And it was all like weird mutant little creatures, like fucking ripping people apart and stuff. It was quite a downer, to be honest.
You got a diorama of St. Helens in Portugal.
It was one of those cameras where I could see into St. Helens and they could see to me.
The portals.
Yeah, horrific.
Oh, Cam's buying a coat. Oh, he's been ripped apart.
That was fun. The food was lovely.
So your highlight was a downer.
It's just culture, man.
Yeah.
It's just lovely Porto culture.
Yeah.
Hotel was lovely. The breakfast was a bit shit. The sausages were these tiny, like, chipolatas, but they were hot dogs.
Well, like the orangey ones.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And I was like,
I bet you some people say those chipolatas are a fair size.
They don't, Cam. They don't. So how are we going to 69 with that?
I'm on about breakfast
meats. That's the first thought.
Well, what are you talking about? Sorry, I'm talking about breakfast meats.
Got to meet 69 and all the food at the buffet.
You also cycled through Pakistan Independence Parade.
Oh yeah, this was a few weeks ago.
And you're still going on about it.
I didn't actually bring that up.
I just didn't delete it because we hadn't heard about it.
Yeah. Okay. I've got a new bike.
Hairy biker.
Okay, yeah, hairy. Yeah, that's good.
Would you do the naked bike ride?
No.
Okay.
Oh, cool. No, what? Yeah, so I was riding home. It was probably like, I think it was 1 a.m, quite late.
Cheers.
Through the Curry Mile. Thousands of people. There's like smoke and like, you know, vuvuzelas and all that. The police were everywhere. God. I had no idea what was going on. I was trying to go down the cycle lane, but everyone stood there. There's me with my little bell going, "Ah, oh, this is pointless."
You get your little bell out.
What do you mean? Yeah, I sit my own naked.
I've turned up to the wrong parade.
I'm doing this for you, Pakistan.
That bell is trying to smuggle hotel sausages, though.
Just the one.
Just the one, yeah. I'm not greedy.
There's like a cluster of beans at his ass as well.
Hey. Hey. Show me some goddamn respect. Yeah, that was. I don't remember it fully because it was a few weeks ago, but it was fun. Yeah,
you were too engrossed in the moment to remember what was going on.
Yeah, man.
Yeah, I love that culture, though.
Tom, yeah. Kitty's pocket update.
Yeah, yeah. Should we keep it light?
You weren't open at the weekend, which could give it away what happened.
That really upset me, actually, because I was going to fly back, get a quick scoop in, and then go back.
Well, I've obviously been keeping it closed because it's a lot of opening and stuff, and I've got loads of things I need to do in the week. But to be honest, when it's raining, it doesn't do too well because, you know, it's waiting for the inside to be done. Anyway, went in the week, and I've been told.
Told what?
Yeah. Oh,
what does that mean? Sorry.
We'll see. I mean, obviously, I've got...
They're going to behead you.
I've got a lot of booze in there. So I'll probably try and...
What are they doing that for?
I'll probably try and shift all that. I mean, I'll have a... I think...
Oh, you're actually shutting?
It's not my call. So,
shit. Yeah. Oh, rubbish.
I know.
It's only just started.
Never. I felt like I didn't even really get a crack at it, to be honest.
No. You'll get a toilet.
I know.
That's true.
Yeah.
Oh, shit.
So that's a shame. But yeah, I'll figure out over the next couple of months. I might open at the weekend. The thing is, it's Pride. There'll be a lot of stuff going, but it's pissing it down, so I'll see. But the patrons...
Yeah. Is it raining men?
That'll be good for business.
Yes, absolutely. I think Charlotte messaged from the Discord.
Yeah.
I think a few of them are going to come down in September, so I might do, like, you know, I'll open and just do it, you know.
Just pocket all the money yourself, then.
Yeah, pretty much. Pretty much.
Ethan, but, are you going to drag your dates from now on?
I might have to stop dating now. I have to call it a day. Tom's calling work a day, I'm going to call my dating life a day as well.
I would be the first one to say to women, sorry.
It's an absolute jump, that.
Yeah. Frog and Bucket's still there.
Class.
Yeah.
Maybe the dream's still alive, Max.
Yeah.
Well, dream for some.
And so, big day of gardening. What's that involved?
Yes, honestly, Steve. A lot of gardening.
Digging a hole for the cat's pocket. Sorry, I am actually sad for
you. Yeah, no, I know. The garden's been so overgrown that I built, it's probably about as taller than me. The pile that I made of leaves, that was fun.
You're quite tall.
Yeah, quite tall, yeah. So I was running in that. But
you were running in it?
Well, just kind of, you know, having a bit of fun.
Yeah.
Isn't the bar meant to be open?
But I'm thinking I might have a little barbecue before the summer's out.
You got any leaves for my big pile?
Get everyone down to a street. Cut that.
You're right, do you want to take a minute?
No, it's fine, it's fine.
We need to talk about Pakistan Independence Day.
Please, yeah.
You said you had a laugh there. What was going on?
I was just doing some stand-up for the crowd.
Can we see what that was?
Standing
up on his bike. He's doing fucking carnival tricks for his crowd.
No, he specifically said stand-up.
Hell of a show.
Take it away.
Hey, what's... Curry Mile?
Yeah. Don't act surprised, you're here the other week with a flag.
Yes. And do you remember what the flag was?
St. George's.
Actually, I think you'll find, silly.
Don't point.
Allow me to point.
We allowed someone else and he proved to be a nasty man.
I did have a flag with a red cross on it. Because, and say it with me now, I was...
Hungry,
yes! And I needed... Medical... Red...
Leicester
cheese.
And a...
Cross
bun.
Croutons. So you said you did some stand-up.
In hypnotist. Can't call myself Darren Brown.
And then I got on my bike and sped away.
Pakistan is no longer seeking independence.
Back it in, guys. It's over.
Independence, but at what cost?
Yeah.
If he's on our team.
Hey guys, are you hungry for more?
I know I am.
You're not though, the Manjaro.
Yeah, but I thought you meant great chat.
For more great chat, you can find us over on Patreon at the White Noise Poddy. We've got weekly episodes that go out on there uncensored.
And no bleeping at all.
So this won't be bleeped.
Me and my father used to into the sea and for fish.
That's disgusting.
I need to let the people know. In fact, my dad messaged me this morning and said,
let the police know, first and foremost. Bonus weekly episodes, bonus videos.
What?
And you also get to watch all of our specials. I drank my own wee-wee.
Yes, that was really
nice. You did that on the boat, didn't you?
Not mine.
£3 a month. I had my head turned on Saturday by a canine. And I sort of turned the corner in the shop. Ooh. And I saw this dog and I went,
Joe McGrath, over here?
If Joe said that,
how are you getting away with this?
You know, them fuck dogs, all right?
Yet.
What do you mean you had your head turned?
Didn't ask.
Who's that meant to be?
It's just us. We're just...
like me and you.
That's what we're doing now.
Yeah, okay.
I wonder how far you can get with didn't ask. Like, sir, you're under arrest.
Didn't ask.
Shit, yeah. Just flipping through the manual. What do you say to them?
You're guilty. Didn't ask.
Doing that in handcuffs as well.
Some moonwalking out.
Instead of preparing a defence, you practice the moonwalk.
Or the only lawyer I'll accept is a man that can do the moonwalk.
Surely if you did the moonwalk, that would be an admission of guilt because you out yourself as a smooth criminal.
Oh, nice.
Yeah, but mate, the charges, I'll beat it.
Hey!
Well, no, that was good! That was good!
That was bad.
You know it.
Didn't ask.
Who's bad?
And Billy Jean was 7, so...
Not my girl, though, mate.
Yet.
I can wait, Billy. I can wait.
Anyway.
But only a couple of weeks.
Billy, I'm so busy, mate.
I've got a window of opportunity here.
I'm probably going to wait for
another mile of you, but clock's ticking.
I'm snowed under, Billy.
Yes, this is a real watch.
I don't like how this is coming at me.
Fine, it's not. I lied.
Not on this.
No, this isn't my coat.
Done for being a fraud. Been about every.
It's you from that TV show.
basically, I turned the corner and saw this German Shepherd mixed with a Rottweiler. I was like, oh, that's a cool dog.
Wow.
And then...
scare me that.
Well, young Steve would have been petrified.
Yeah.
And I still was scared of this one because I might not like men. And I was surrounded by women, naturally. And I thought, I don't want to put my hand out in case it goes for me. And then they go, oh, you stupid man. Anyway, it went right next to me and was sort of sat next to me like it was my guard. And I thought, oh, this is cool. Do you know what, I've only had that feeling with probably Zoe. And I was like, oh, that looks great. I've never seen anything like it.
Right.
Mm. It's similar to like a Sofia Vergara Throwback Thursday picture. You go, ah. So now I've seen that and then I had to go back to my stinky dog.
Do you reckon your dog and that dog, if they had a fight?
Be dead. Speaking of which, Dolly Parton, RIP.
Yeah.
Dolly Parton.
People said she was just a big pair of tits. Not my words, but those of David Brent. Quoting someone else.
Sure.
Favourite Dolly Parton hit?
Oh, probably 9 to 5, her most famous song.
Probably Jolene.
Her second most famous song.
It's like having Alexa in the corner.
All right. Quit coming for me, bro.
Come for me, not my brother. Favourite Dolly Parton hit?
Probably another one that isn't Jolene. Or
oh, Jolene's 9 good.
To 5.
Jolene's good, yeah.
Yeah, just another one.
9 to 5, all about the working person.
And Jolene, you know, she's been mugged by a ginger.
Yeah.
Come on, Dolly, get your ratings up, G. R.I.P.
You had your time. You blew it.
She seemed like a nice woman.
80.
Dolly Parton.
No age.
Yeah.
No, it would have been better if you died at 95.
Why?
Well,
yes.
Funnily enough,
oh,
you know how the Americans do
dates.
Yeah.
She died on...
the 5th of the 9th.
Yeah. The 9th of... Wait, no.
Because that'll be next month.
The Americans will get it. Something. She died on 9th.
You can't say all the Americans will get it. Like, make the joke. Go on.
But it's not a joke. It's like a spooky thing. You know okay. me, I'm all about spooky things.
So we're in August.
She didn't die on anything to do with 9. Oh, no, it's August. So yeah. It wouldn't be 9.
She died on the 25th of the 8th. Ooh.
Ooh. Working 2-5-8.
Hey, hey, the Americans will get it.
Cocky sentence.
That one wasn't for you. My friends over the pond know what I'm talking about.
Could be a threat.
You got friends in the pond, not over the pond.
I get it.
Ireland is back with more witnesses of developing bad. 2-5-8.
258.
258.
That's going to be the new millennial thing. 6-7's dead. It's on the right. 258 now.
It's totally a Dolly Parton thing as well.
Dolly would have loved 258.
Such a shame she never got to see it. If there's one tragedy here.
I have a great segment for you.
No.
It's called Peeping Tom.
Oh. Hey, are you looking at my kids? Stay away, you. I've seen you in the Facebook group chat. You're a horrible, creepy man. Keep away from here. Don't you dare come near my kids again. Are you salivating? Are you salivating around my children because of my children? I'm going to make posters of you. Stay away from here. Pull your trousers up now. Oi, that is not appropriate. You stay away from my kids.
This week, we are peeping into the world of interviews.
Okay. Mm.
Dakota Johnson says Pedro Pascal told her to start an OnlyFans.
She probably doesn't need to do that.
Hey, are you looking at my kids? Stay away, you. I've seen you in the Facebook group chat. You're a horrible, creepy man. Keep away from here. Don't you dare come near my kids again.
Are you sure? Pedro Pascal is weirder.
He is weird, isn't
he?
He's gotten away with an awful
I've
lot.
I've got anxiety, eh?
I think you've given it to him.
I was trying to have a 7-up and he tries to stick 5 fingers up.
Hey! And another 2.
Really? Where have they seven gone? Up.
He is. Tip his nostril so he can't go anywhere. Oh. One fist. You do the math.
Are you struggling?
Would you be annoyed if I was fisting you?
Oh, right, yeah. Were you fisting me?
Unbeknownst to you, I was flipping you off.
Wow. Oh. Going,
fuck the man. Ooh. Fuck the system.
Great for your prostate, though.
Would I be the system?
Is it? Sorry, I'm not.
The system is the digestive system, it seems. Oh. It was that when they were doing the Fantastic Four interviews and stuff. It was him and that Vanessa Kirby, and they're all over each other.
Seen him with Willem Dafoe's wife.
Yeah, he was fuming.
Yeah.
Man, like Willem would have had a few choice words, I'm sure.
He's not happy when it happens.
Mm. It's time for Lock the Week!
Lock the Week.
This is the answer. What is the question? Smelly mess in the summer heat.
What was Max's recent photo shoot for Bear Magazine entitled?
Fuck you. Hottest weather on record. What will this turn Tom's mum's fanny into?
Max! Max!
That's not okay. What was the subject line for the first internally Gymshark email that raised concerns over the partnership with People's Champion Max Smith?
Hottest weather on record. What will this turn Tom's dad's dick into?
Wow. Ryan and Dave's most positive couch surf review?
What was Max's shot-for-shot remake of the Midnight Sun music video dubbed by critics?
Hottest weather on record. What will this turn Cameron's mum's fanny into?
Hey!
How was Joe's Trafford Centre food court set during the recent heatwave described?
What Lynx fragrance did I get for Christmas this year?
None. Oh, the story was basically a big truck full of squids spilled all over.
Oh,
I think
no.
It was in America somewhere.
Oh,
was he on holiday?
There's ink everywhere.
Wow.
Smelly mess. Oh, a big fishy mess was basically what it was. Next one. 1 in 322 billion.
What are the odds of James Ormerod's shot being in focus?
How many play parks can Tom walk past without the urge to go and flirt?
Hey, there's always one. Everton's chances of a top six finish.
That's nice.
Ooh, scalded.
Cam's chances of a clean first touch.
I like those odds. How many of David Rees's thoughts aren't about stopping boats?
Wow.
It's not bad.
What's Max's success rate on Tinder?
Please. Are you kidding?
Yes.
I'll take that.
So you tell me there's one.
I've got one here in present tense, but I'll change it. How many particles of alcohol were in a cocktail from the cat's pocket?
Oh. Okay. It's not true. It's not true. We always serve delicious drinks.
Served.
That's sad.
Okay? Once a month.
How many people that walk past Frank's go in?
They hit so much harder now.
Sorry. Yeah.
So many people going past. Crazy amount. 322 billion people.
Must be a good film on it.
It's just you in a different coat.
I've only carried 15 different coats. Maybe this guy's kidding.
I've not seen any.
There's one reversible coat.
The story was, it was to do with golf, and an amateur golfer hit 8 birdies out of 9 holes, and he said the odds were 1 in 322 billion.
Jesus, must be based on like,
it's crazy,
yeah, based on his handicap or something.
Yeah, just, bonkers. Yeah. But that can't be right, can it? 322 billion.
No. Wait, odds, man, crazy, aren't they?
Yes.
Like the odds of me winning the lottery,
they must be less. Must be less than.
Yeah, they are. Yeah, to be fair.
What was the odds of you winning that? You must have seen it last time you did like the Euro Millions.
Oh.
What are we talking?
I did the Powerball, because the Powerball was mental.
Is that the American one?
Yeah, well, they started doing it in England.
Oh.
And if you win the last like big draw, 500 million.
Wow. All right, Tina.
Oh,
that's enough for a new telly.
So annoyed
for you,
that someone won. Do you know what really annoyed me? The guy that won the highest ever lottery jackpot looks a bit like me, which makes my odds of winning it less.
Do you think?
Because two people that look like me can't win.
Good job you're on a weight loss journey.
That's so true.
Yeah. Is that what it's for?
Just increasing those odds.
Working
baby.
Those odds. And a large bearded man wins again.
Last one. Yeah. Suspected paedophile in Portugal.
Where has suspected paedophile Max Smith been the past week?
Yeah, brilliant.
Yeah.
Jay-Z and Kanye West had N-words in Paris. What did Tom and Kem have?
What's the explanation for Max's tan?
When Tom kept banging on about his time in Porto, what's the one thing he left out? For every one of these, there are at least 4 confirmed in Britain.
What's the worst possible Myers-Briggs personality type?
What Interpol alert was issued as Ethan passed through customs at Lisbon Airport?
He looks the same.
What's this you've got between Lime Bar manager and Frog and Bucket manager on your CV?
It's still on the CV though, man.
Quit bragging.
It clearly helped me get a job.
Yeah, I can think on my feet.
What's the one thing Porto police didn't have to worry about for the last week?
Confirmed paedophiles. That's what they were worried about. What character will Max play next with the Yorkshire accent?
Where was Max when he was said to be disappointed by the ageing population? I'll do.
This story was the disappearance of Madeleine McCann.
So what's the date news?
New news.
Great new news.
Fuck it, oh.
It's now time.
Here's
for
news all the way from 2002. Or whenever she went missing.
Must have been later than that.
Must be, yeah.
2007?
2005, yes.
I was around, I think I was turning 2009.
Whoa! 2009,
because I was turning 19 in the November.
It was May 3rd, 2007.
Wow, there you go.
That's quite embarrassing.
Ethan, you knew that instantly. Yeah. You look like the caricature of what the paedophile looked like as
I'm thinking of Michael Jackson dying. Never mind.
Easy to get them mixed up.
I just remember the news coverage. Don't know how I managed to mix that.
Imagine that comes up on the telly.
I was in Portugal and Michael Jackson died. Easy mistake to make.
It's now time for your laugh, your lose.
Yeah. Honestly, really excited.
Yeah, last week I did some stand-up comedy to no laughs. But that's the game. I've realised, you know, that's a side to me I have to be comfortable with. Mm. I have to accept that I'm an artist. It's not always about the cheap laughs, Dee. It's about creating something, you know, a value, a product that makes people feel a certain way other than amused. You know me, every sort of Tuesday night, I find myself in downtown Chicago, battle rapping. And I went there with the intention of just laying into myself and absolutely giving myself hell for leather. Unfortunately, he won the coin toss and went first and did that. So I had nothing left to say. I had about 40 seconds to fill. I had to think on my feet. You know your boy pulled through.
Do we need to look at anything or is it all audio-based?
Just each other.
Just each other.
No, no.
Oh, Mr. Bean loves Listerine, especially after cunnilingus. I asked him if I can have a lick. He said, no way, you dingus.
Jeez.
Mr. Bean loves squirty cream, even has it on his trifle. I saw him squirt it on his dog's knob. His lipstick shot like a rifle.
So say goodbye, book.
Mr. Bean is quick to scream when he steps on a plug. Hey, soft lad, that's been up me ass. Now it looks like you've stepped in mud.
Oh, no!
Oh, Mr. Bean's not Mr. Bean. He's great at oral sex. Mr. Bean has an iron tongue and shit running down his kegs. I lost the battle rep, but I won the war. I won the war.
Tried really hard there.
Ethan, you don't have to stand to clap, but just clap.
Sorry, Woodstock. That was... Oh, wow. It's when that sick fucking beat dropped.
Unfortunately, Cameron did laugh. Which means we have to spin the wheel.
Yeah. Oh, fucking wheel, man.
I tried really hard not to as well.
Yeah, go on.
Oh, I'm on more. Ethan James.
God bless you, man.
Ethan James.
I did have a different You Laugh, You Lose.
Yeah.
But I thought, no, you guys should just watch this. Cam, would you sit next to Tom, please? Yeah. Sorry, I'll show you this. He doesn't know about it yet, but it's actually a video that leaked this week, and it was taken by Ethan's girlfriend when she was running after him. I think a little bit of playfulness on a date or something.
What? How did you get that?
Oh, she posted on TikTok, Ethan. Loads of people have seen it.
Come here! What are you doing? What are you doing?
What the fuck is it?
Oh, I thought you were getting chased, man.
No,
oh, pussy.
Oh, I can't believe that's got out. That's a shame, it is.
Yeah. She's got a beautiful voice.
Yeah. Thank you.
Or Ethan, can you?
I've got a question for you guys. This sort of went viral about a month ago, so you know I've just caught up on it.
Hmm.
What are five things worth the money?
Oh.
You know, you got five things to go, oh, this is... I'd pay that. I can kick us off.
Yeah, okay.
A great pair of undies.
Yeah.
Oh, definitely.
They'll last me a few years. I've worn some cheap ones, some ones that don't really fit my fat thighs. And I'm chafing. And sometimes I'll have the good ones there.
Yeah.
And I don't wear them. I think, no, I'll save them.
Save them for the weekend.
Idiot, Stephen. Yeah. Idiot. The best ones I've had were those Skims, the Kim Kardashian ones. But they feel like you wear them twice and then finally wash them. And then they become all... I feel like they may be ones where it becomes all bobbly.
Right.
Yet to happen, though. So it's just a preemptive bad review.
Lenore Unstoppables or any of those sort of odor aggravators for your laundry.
Ooh, yeah. Aggravate that
aggravators.
Odor.
Yeah. I was with...
I was looking for a word, and that's an what odor, came to mind.
An odor there was an odor aggravator at the Pakistan celebration on the Curry Mile.
Fuck off!
Didn't get his name.
An odorous aggravator.
We fucking dealt with him. Popped his tires, he had to walk up. Actually, he was walking on the bike before he got there.
It's a unicycle. Point,
he did some great stand-up.
Did he?
Yeah, you. Yeah, you put Zoe onto them, and then she's been talking about them a lot.
Did you get something
in the relationship? Yeah, where I'm fancying dogs, and she's enjoying Unstoppable.
A good non-stick pan.
Yeah.
Yep. You can get a £10 pan, or you can get a £50 pan, and it's just it's just that non-stick will just stay.
Ooh, I had a great idea on holiday.
Okay.
A non-stick toilet.
Wow.
So instead of having to scrub all the, you know, the bits of stick. The heat that comes off it, you can fry an egg on that. No, instead of having to use a
There's
toilet.
A whole egg in there.
Waste not, want not.
That bloody shit buffet. That makes you better a bit.
This is a real shit buffet.
Didn't ask.
There's a guy with a plate next to him.
I'll have that chipolata, please. No!
No, he's taking all the good stuff. He's leaving me with shit.
Can I ask, when you're scrubbing these skid marks, are you naked?
Oh, 100%.
I insist upon it.
Oh, no, sorry, sir. I put on my three-piece suit. I put on my three-piece suit.
Do you wipe your ass first?
No!
Why'd you have to get naked to do a poo?
Honestly,
don't bring him into
freeing.
This.
Honestly. It's just I take my top off because I've always been worried about getting skids up my back.
What the hell?
Have I got news for you?
Who put those there?
I live in fear.
I'm going to be a tire tracker.
Have you shit in? Have you got you shit on a pirate ship?
Do you not? I must be near the sea at all times. But just in case I need a poo.
I must be naked and at sea.
I've not been to Orton Towers.
I'm not surprised.
Why not?
If they know who got your up to, they're not letting you in.
That's why your shirt comes off.
Why the socks down. Coming off?
Are you
I'm not fully
off?
Nude.
Oh, right. Oh.
Sorry. Sorry, I know in your head I've got nothing on.
Yeah. That's what the word naked means.
No, I'm not fully nude, but I've got...
You've got your Doc Martens on.
They're on my hands.
Yeah, still got his underpants on as well.
Every time!
You've got to question the skid marks.
They've always been there.
A toothbrush, really good toothbrush.
Yeah. Yeah. You know, what you don't need is one of those flossers because people can use those as a weapon.
They're very handy, so I've heard those flosses.
A great eau de parfum.
Okay.
Or finding your odour that you like, you know, because everyone has their own scent. Ethan, what's your scent?
Or...
Scent of jail.
Another great joke.
Yeah, it was.
Stop doing that.
That's kind of what this podcast is now. It's crept in and no one stopped it when they should have done.
Guys, if you think that was a great joke, just write it in the comments.
Yeah, do that. Still not seen in the comments yet, guys.
For the love of God, put it in the comments. Rather you say it.
Next week we're just sat there just fuming. You're getting nothing from us this week. You don't deserve it.
What else? What comes to mind?
Good wine.
I can't drink
the shit stuff anymore. Once you have good quality. I mean, look, this could be applied to ingredients.
Pillows, yeah. I got some fancy pillows. I thought they're steep, and then God, sleep so much better.
I'm a big believer in if you buy cheap, you buy twice, and you should never scrimp out on a bed or shoes.
Or a necklace.
You're always in one or the other.
Or a coat.
Or like a silver necklace. If you wear that and it looks dead cheap, people write in the comments, won't they? Yeah. we're an earring.
Can I just say thank you for
fake, what is that, a fake watch you bought 2 weeks ago?
Is that a fake ring?
That tongue looks fake, surely.
Is he wearing a fake arm?
Imagine if it just disappeared.
And a fake puff of smoke.
Ooh, what a fake will to live.
Tech.
Like telly, isn't it? Yeah.
You just put a spell on us.
Did it work? Did
tech
it work?
This dig. Yeah, some tech, yeah.
Because, like, there's things where it's like, you got, like, let's say, 3 tiers.
You got good tech, you got bad tech.
Yeah. And I'm like, just get the best you can.
Get that median tech.
No. Because you'll always be like, oh, I could have just spent an extra X amount of money.
That's for £3,000. And, you know.
I'm so glad
this chair would be, well, I'd still be doing the same thing.
Yeah, but it's comfortable, though. Right. It's so comfortable. Honestly, come round, sit on it, and you'll see.
I'm so glad we got the top of the range mics for this. How much was your chair?
900, wasn't it?
No, 900. It was 8.
And it's 800 quid for a fucking chair.
Mate, it's a good chair. If you watch the TV show House, he has that chair. If you play the new 007 First Light game, they all use the chair that I have.
Right.
That's because MI6 and Dr. House are smart enough to know that a good investment
on
the thing that you sit down.
You sit in your chair?
Yes, yeah. Sometimes.
He's disabled.
Yeah. He's got a...
No!
He's an addict.
Yeah, you're disabled morphine addict.
I can only aspire to those lofty heights. It's a good chair, honestly. You think you're sitting on a cloud right now?
Don't.
No, sir.
Are you just hating this chair right now?
Eve, can we have Stephen Lies, please?
Stephen Lies. Stephen Sweet Little Lies. Oh, yeah, he's proper fit and gives me a wide on.
Cam, would you like to get us underway, please?
Michael Jackson.
Chris Eubank.
Michael Crawford.
Margaret Thatcher.
And the question today is, name a celebrity you can do a good impression of.
Bro, stop stepping on my Frank Spencer. You know that's my Frank Spencer.
Yeah, and I can't do it well.
Michael Crawford.
Yeah. He's the actor who plays Frank Spencer.
Yeah.
Oh, is he?
I didn't know that either.
No, I didn't. Sorry.
It's all right.
Don't need to
Margaret
apologize.
Thatcher's a funny one.
Yeah, that's why I did it.
It is funny.
That's why
I've
funny.
Heard this one.
I haven't heard it.
Yeah.
You know, heard it?
Dying to hear it.
So she.
What do you mean?
Well, she's dead, isn't she?
Come on, Max, you've got yourself into a hole now. Just like
that's good, isn't it?
You did.
I won't milk it. Because she took the milk. Didn't
you're
she?
Doing a bit now, so let's just...
That's good, that.
And you love miners.
It's a good joke.
Yeah, the opposite, you dingus. She hated them. Yeah.
And I really bring that across in my...
you love miners.
No, the opposite.
I hate miners because they don't love me.
I shan't be moved. I shan't be moved.
I'll take a few of us.
What would she say? Oh, what would she say if she had been moved?
I've been moved, but I'm not happy
is this
about
the
it.
Curb? What is this?
This is a famous bit that she did.
If it's Chris Eubank,
yeah, go on.
I'd have his phrase. If you want to be the best, you've got to fight the best. Yeah, it's like he's in the room.
Yeah, but she didn't say stuff like that.
What did she say then?
Is it the lady's not for moving or something?
Yeah. She's not for turning.
Not for turning, so yeah.
Yeah.
Turn him a stomach. Yeah. I chimed.
What would she say if she was a cow and someone was trying to make her speak?
Moved.
I shan't.
Is that
be
what you're looking for? I don't do that.
What do you do?
I don't do comedy bits. I just say what she says.
You're just floundering right now.
No, I'm not. Margaret right,
Thatcher.
Right. Give me a moment in history where she was.
And then we can vote for Max and we don't need to do our impression.
What would you say if she was?
Who did you go with?
Michael Jackson.
Oh, go on then.
Oh! Max should do that.
He should do more than that, though. You're just doing noises now. I can do noises as Margaret.
Margaret. Max does that naked on the toilet.
I'm going shamo.
Go on, give us the mic.
Ooh, Betsy.
Oh, God. Someone you can do an impression of.
Yeah.
That's
awful.
Let's do Maggie. Come on.
You want more Maggie?
Yeah. Some Maggie.
Yes. I shan't be moved.
What was she saying in the bedroom?
Right, look, I just do bits that she did in real life. Like I do actual quotes that she said.
Oh, come
not,
on, then.
Shall okay. I give you some quotes? Shall I get some?
No, he's got
I know
he's
them.
Got the quotes,
I know
mate.
Them.
Patronising. He knows the
what
quotes.
What the fuck?
Sorry, Matt.
This is his set piece.
This state of the economy is such that I won't be moved on it.
Is that Joe Pasquale?
Was that? It was getting a bit Joe Pasquale.
It was
yeah.
very Joe Pasquale.
No, it's fucking Margaret
Joe
Thatcher.
Joe Pasquale, that's something from this.
Singing to the Argentinians, I've got a war that'll get on your nerves.
But she didn't say that.
No, she
what,
wouldn't
what did
either.
She say,
what
sorry?
Did she say to the islanders?
You won't be moved. You shan't be moved.
She was shocked that they wouldn't move.
I guess so.
The leader of the country didn't anticipate that. Well, she must have been a bit of a fool.
Well, she seems yeah, she to have the same emotion in all these.
Well, she wasn't known for her emotional range, was she?
She had a great friendship with Ronald Reagan, didn't she?
And yeah, Jimmy
she
Savile.
Did. Yeah. What kind of things would she say to those two people, respectively?
Jimmy, I know what you did.
Whoa.
And...
Whoa. What does he know?
She, I'm Margaret Thatcher.
And I'll be honest, I'm very moved.
Do more of him.
Oh, no, I couldn't possibly.
Sorry, Max.
Talk to me.
I'd appreciate it if you could be moved and you got out the podcast.
Yeah. This is clearly bullshit.
Yeah, don't lie to us.
It's clearly fucking bullshit. Go on.
Really?
Yeah, out you go, please.
Don't bring him into this.
Okay. No, it's fine.
I can't believe he's being moved.
No, it's fine.
Fuck off.
Oh.
Come in.
Hello.
Hello.
No one can see this either.
Yes.
Sorry, there's a mysterious figure has entered the room for viewers as well.
Allow me to sit on this chair, if I may.
You may, yeah. Take a seat.
Very kind of you.
You're welcome.
I'm anxious being sat so close to this individual.
Why? Why so... What was it you said? Anxious.
Anxious, yeah.
Why so anxious?
It's a bit like why so serious, but yeah. not as convincing. Or...
You've walked in and you seem like a bit of an oddball.
What?
Ball?
Oddball? Yeah. Even both bad that word. I'm very upset with. I'm neither odd nor ball. I am...
Conventional ball.
I'm a normal arrow.
A normal arrow.
Yeah.
And you're not aware of the phrase, why so serious, but normal arrow is...
why so serious?
Sorry, for listeners and viewers, we are joined by...
My name is Gargamel, aye!
Gargamel!
You may have heard of me.
The mayor have heard of me.
You may have heard of me.
Oh.
Sorry, my voice is...
Max mentioned, was it...
Max is always banging on about you.
Was it
Max?
Yeah.
Is it Gargamel?
Fit one.
Did you have a sexual relationship?
I've had many sexual
I'm sure it was Galvatron.
With Max, sorry.
With Max?
Yeah.
No.
You can do better.
Honestly, how big is it?
Mine?
Not yours.
Oh.
Not yours.
Oh, his?
Yeah.
That's not a story I'd like to tell.
What is a story you'd like to tell?
Have you ever heard of a world without student elections?
I haven't heard it.
Students' erections.
Something tells me I haven't heard it.
Student elections.
Ah.
Not erections.
Good to flag that, then.
Yeah.
It. I could tell that story.
A world without student erection.
little teaser.
Please
a
do.
A world I would not wish to live. For are we not all students in this crazy university of life? And if I had no erection, what is life worth living?
Do you have one now?
No.
Right. Still have Max Smith's erection.
We kind of live in that world.
I refuse to have an erection in company. I'm here to tell my story.
Oh, please do.
A story of world... Without student elections.
You seem to love this bit.
Do I?
Do you have anything past that bit?
you said it twice now in fits of laughter. A world without.
Am I not allowed to enjoy anything?
No, but come on, get through it.
Get through my joy.
Well, just tell us the next bit of the story, please.
You're so fun to hang around with. Sorry?
Gargamel, could you tell us the next bit of the story?
Yes. Imagine a world without student elections.
So, Gargamel, the world without student elections.
Yes.
Is there any upside to that?
Yeah, I'd say so. Yes. it's not all doom and gloom.
Now we're getting to the good part of the imagining.
Yes.
I'm saying it's great that you've been able to come and tell your story. You know, it's been great to have you here.
Thank you very much, Gargamel, for coming on. Is there anything you want to say to the viewers?
Yes. I will be... Whose is this?
You're joking.
That mic been off the whole time.
I've been here for fucking like 20 minutes.
That's his mic. That's Gargamel's mic.
It's this one.
Ethan, I could kill you. I could kill you, Ethan.
I'm so sorry.
How much time are we wasting here?
And the thing is, I'm not going to retell that story about a world without student elections. So I just feel like everyone's lost out on that now. That's devastating.
That's really annoying.
It's great to have you in, though.
Yep. Sorry for not spotting that earlier. Yeah. Well, thank you very much for Gargamel.
What a guy. Great stories.
Does anybody want a souvenir?
We'll have some live souvenirs.
In Porto, one of the big things is tinned fish.
Yes.
And one of the shops is called...
Joey, you should probably put on sun cream next time you go away.
Things I did, just everywhere else apart from my face. Portuguese sardine, great shop. And one of their big things is they give... they don't give it out, you have to buy it. Tinned fish with your a year on.
A year
when you
on?
Were born. So I've got some great years here. I've got 1995.
Oh, that's me. That's me, sir.
And it will give some great information about that year.
Oh, that's cute.
Sad news, I take it.
Yeah.
Wow.
So we've got 1996.
That'd be me, I think.
Yeah.
Wow.
So does that actually have fish in as well?
Yeah, sardines, yeah. 1999.
Kendall Jenner was born that year.
Yeah, this is for Ethan.
Zendaya and Bella Hadid.
And then for Tom, we've got 1942.
Oh, very nice.
Yeah. Those sardines from 1942.
No, they're not from that year.
World War II sardines?
Oh, they're not from that year. They're just
no, they weren't tinned in 1942.
Right, okay.
They've just got that number on it.
The single, the Macarena, I think, came out that year.
Oh, nice.
Oh, it says
1942.
That's very sweet of you. Thank you very much. Lovely fishy treat.
This is a vegan version.
Oh, wow. I was going to say.
That was just banter.
I was going to say, because mine's got no fats.
Hey, don't be embarrassed, Max. It was a good joke.
Do you want it?
Oh, do you know what? You enjoy it. I appreciate the banter. It's the
final question.
Hello, everyone.
Hi, Ethan.
Hey, Ethan. You okay?
Hey, baby. I've got a final question for you. And that question is... If you could commit a crime, but the crime you commit could not be committed ever again, what crime would you commit?
There's the famous, answer clip, to it, which is perjury in court.
Is that JME?
Yeah, but...
Well, that's also just, saying, like, just like he kind of sets up the question, then he's like, one thing I hate is crimes against women and children, and then the other guys just start, laughing and...
I would treat somebody how I wouldn't want to be treated...
Is that a crime?
How's that?
I'd probably shoot Max.
Yeah.
Thank you. I get it. Yeah.
I would fiddle my taxes.
And the rest.
For 1 year.
Yeah, I'd commit like great big
economic fraud.
My son,
my taxes hasn't been speaking to me. He's not been the same since he's going to Frank's. What would I do?
Well...
I guess, get caught?
Do you get caught?
Like, it's the, like,
do you get away with it, yeah.
Yeah.
Yes, and obviously you're eliminating the other things. So I think about who's suffering the most in the world, whether that's, like, young children.
Me.
In,
yeah, probably.
Or
that's a horrible, women. Horrible, yeah. Horrible. Yeah, realistically, it's not a nice question.
If I kidnap my nephew, does that count?
It no one could ever be real, Stephen.
What? What do you mean it needs to be real? I'm still taking...
This is the sacrifice you got to take.
I'm
you
still could doing stop... the act of kidnapping.
You can stop children kidnapping by actually kidnapping your nephew, maybe putting them somewhere horrible, starving.
You don't have to do that. Kidnapping doesn't have to be all that.
It has to be a real kidnapping.
Kidnapping could be nice. Yeah, I don't want to do the horrific crimes, and the one where you can't lie in court is good. That's the best answer, really.
But that's like the Reddit answer.
Yeah.
Because I don't think Jamie came up with that.
Oh.
Sorry.
You're doing everyone a favour, aren't you? But if you can only do it once, where's that going to get you?
Did I kill someone?
You can kill someone, Steve.
Oh, I'd do that then.
Who are you picking?
Someone old and disabled.
Maybe Andrew.
Crips, why don't I go for a criminal? Jesus Christ.
Jesus Christ.
Someone old and disabled.
I was thinking someone who didn't know. Yeah, it was just kind of...
Could kill anyone. The worst people going. Yeah.
The old disabled
Yeah,
person.
Someone with a little bit left to live for.
Yeah.
I just want to see the last bit of life leave their eyes.
Ooh. Like, gene yourself up going into an old people's home. Like, happy with yourself, Tom. Like, smothering someone and think, I'm doing this for a good cause.
Yeah. Where do you get a taste for it?
Ooh. What about blowing yourself up? Because you said we'd get away with it. So could you, like, just cause a massive explosion and then you're still alive?
You would kill yourself.
I would become homeless, which is technically a crime at the moment.
That's a great answer.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow.
So homeless people, your days are numbered.
And you do look like a bit of a hero at the moment.
Yeah.
Captain Homeless.
That's what happens when you don't have a roof over your head all summer.
Really cheap hotel, man.
I've gone with murder.
Coming homeless, killing an old disabled person.
Well, I went for taxes.
And then what was yours?
I'd do a great big economic crime, like a great big fraud, like they do on Wall Street. Mm. Like a great big insider trading job and make £1 trillion.
So you're actually trying to profit from this... Then get it banned.
Yeah,
so
I make loads and loads of money. Then no one else can do it. And then the economy all over the world will be fixed. And I'll be quite happy. And I'll just put that money back into buying coats.
Back into the attic.
Yeah.
Thanks for playing the final question, I suppose.
Thanks, Eth.
It's all right, Steve.
Well, that's been episode 69 of the White Noise Podcast. Fun. I've been joined by Cameron Green. Hey. Yes.
Forgot what the numbers were.
What do you mean? Oh, 258.
258.
Max Red.
I'm licking.
Oh.
Imagine Will, he left on red.
That's good. That's good. I'm used to that.
Tom Looney.
Looney.
Looney. Yeah. Looney. Or Tom Blooney if we're doing colours.
Oh,
yeah, it's good, yeah.
What would mine be?
A green.
Yeah.
And Stephen Trice.
Thanks.